Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's the voice, the first time you've probably heard him, of Dan Muse, a.k.a. Mueller's doppelganger, as the new head coach and a Peter Laviolette disciple. That's where the Penguins have gone with this big, weighty decision. Let's hire someone who has worked for a maligned coach in Pittsburgh, Peter Laviolette. I wouldn't say a popular one.
Punching bag at times for the Penguins.
I mean, literally almost came to blows with Tony Granato at... That was at the old Civic Arena, right?
I believe so, yeah. That would have been way back.
Or maybe it was the first year of the new arena. Or the second year of the new arena when they stood up on the benches and tried to go over the glass and fight each other.
He's a guy that automatically was somebody getting trolled in this city in 2017 because he was on the other bench for the Stanley Cup final.
But, I mean, Mike Sullivan was a John Tortorella guy, and that helped us
win two. And a Boston guy.
Right, so that helped us win two Stanley Cups. I won't judge Dan Muse necessarily on that.
He's definitely a Lavi acolyte, though. Like, that's his guy.
Do you like the fact that people are tweeting you things like congratulations on all your success? We'll miss you on the PM team. Good luck with Sid, Gino, and Letang.
I always like a good joke like that when you have... There's a...
Because you are getting this, right?
Oh,
you
I'm have getting been, a ton of it.
Your world has been turned upside down by this Dan Muse hiring because they see bald white guy and think, here is Dan Mueller's...
Dan Mueller.
Dan,
there we go.
Here's Chris Mueller's long-lost twin.
Hunter tweets, congrats, Chris. You're going to do great things with the team. Another one, it was just, has anyone seen Dan Muse and Chris Mueller at the same time, in the same place? Didn't know you were in the running for the new position. You said, it looks like the Penguins hired the love child of Joe Block and Chris Mueller.
I like that one.
Yes, because you came up with it.
Correct. Because it's accurate. I mean, do you agree with that, Donnie? Can you see if Mulsey and Joe Block came together and were the first male partners to produce a child, that it would be Dan Muse?
I actually think he looks a ton more like Joe Block. The Mulsey thing is just bald white guy.
I think the angle...
He looks like Joe Block. It looks like he's about to yell, there it goes, for a home run. It's a great night for baseball. Baseball greetings.
The angle the Penguins use, like the picture of him that the Penguins used on their official team announcement, I don't think is like flattering to him or to people who are suggested to look like him. He looks more like me than I thought he did.
Wait,
from
Wait, why don't
on
you
video.
Like the angle of it? Why do you think
I don't
it's
know.
Bad?
He kind of looks more like the Nosferatu guy from like the draft. Like, I have that same look about me, like a kind of a pointy chin.
He looks like a 1920s vampire from an old black and white silent film. That's a horrible thing to say about somebody.
But I think I look like that too.
You think you look like Nosferatu?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't. I'm not that I'm Siskel and Ebert here, and I've gone back and watched that old 100-year-old movie closely, but I don't see you and think
in the bald head, man.
He's got the vein thing on the side of his head,
which
you have.
That's... Which side of my head is it on? Because I cut my head once.
I can't tell right now because you still have your hat kind of on.
I think it's this side.
But no, if somebody told me that this was not the Penguins' new head coach, it was someone who was a relative of Chris Mueller, I would buy it.
Where does he vault to on the list of Chris Mueller lookalikes? We've got Billy Price, the crappy lineman.
Oh, he's the all-time
Bengals.
Winner, the old Ohio State center and Bengals center.
Donnie, you've checked that one out before, right? Billy Price.
He's Malzy before Awaken 180.
I would get like Anthony.
He's the before picture, before your great weight loss journey.
I would get Anthony Rizzo, a little passing resemblance
Anthony
to Mike Trout.
Rizzo?
Yeah, when Rizzo shaved his head, I think people
Trout,
said that.
Trout, yes. Mahalem, yes.
Yeah, Mahalem. I do think Dan Muse is up there, though, on the list. I mean,
how about Chad Ruedel?
Oh, yeah, that's another
ex-Penguin.
One.
You like
the
one that
one,
Don?
The one I never understood was
I
when people
like
would
one.
Say, you know, you look like Chris Boswell. No, I don't.
I see a little bit of Boz.
I'm like, Boz is Amish Malzy with that beard of his, whatever he calls a beard.
Well, if you want to continue to offer congratulatory messages to Malzy on this move, by all means. I have a few thoughts
if
on this.
If Dan Muse and Malzy had a baby, our friend Jory Rand's taint checking in very early today, It would look like Craigers.
Well, the guy they almost hired from Washington looked like Craig. So that makes me think there was also another head coaching candidate out there who looked like Dunlap from the bald family of talk show hosts.
Well, I am bald Kellerman, so
yep.
I was once famously called that. Please don't start Tristan Jari, Chris.
Well, I think they're trying to have their cake and eat it too with this.
Okay.
Which is the whole, I think, story of, I mean, I would say even going back to the Hextall era, where the Penguins, because they have Sidney Crosby, don't feel completely right committing to a rebuild. So they have to stay in the middle, almost like the Steelers, and try to do two very difficult things at once, which is prepare for the future while also not abandoning the present. And they think this guy helps them do that. I mean, the first thing Dubas highlighted about him as a coach on the positive side was the development of players, which I think tells you what their real aim and objective is here.
I just want to jump in right away on your initial point where you think they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. I disagree. I think this is a pretty clear signal that they understand they're in a rebuild and it's all about youth now.
Here's why I disagree with that, though. I think they're trying to be Washington. So I think they're hiring a coach who's out of that group of central casting. Carberry's in his early 40s. Let's bring in a guy who's young. He's not a Mike Johnston.
He's not a neophyte. The Johnston comparison popped into my head, but the guy spent 5 years as an assistant coach in the NHL.
That's what I mean. That's why I think he'll have more credentials with the older stars on the roster than somebody who they just brought in from, say, the University of Denver.
He's coached NHL players before, not
juniors.
As a head coach, but
right.
He spent 5 years actually telling NHL players what to do on like the penalty.
I mean,
kill.
I do think it's funny that it said he's won at all levels when the Rangers were probably the most disappointing team in the entire NHL last year.
Yeah, I don't think people are looking at their penalty kill stats. They're looking at the broad picture of what the Rangers.
I mean,
were.
That's why, you know, I think I saw either Yoey or Rossi, whoever wrote the Athletic article on this.
Josh
did. The first sentence was in a surprise move. Yes, none of us had an assistant coach on the New York Rangers.
Okay,
they fired the staff to bring in Mike Sullivan.
Correct.
To be the next Penguins head coach.
Okay, that gets me to my question. I want to just make it very, because this hiring really, when I tried to sit back and analyze it and go through, okay, this is all the stuff that's written down about the guy. This is his dossier. This is his resume, etc. And the what does it mean, or the one question that popped into my head was, how far down their list was he? How many people said no before Dan Muse said yes? I'd love to know.
Mm.
Mitch Love was a guy they were looking at.
I'm sure you have an opinion on that.
He was not their first choice, in my opinion.
There you go.
Now, I can't prove that factually because I can't get inside Kyle Dubas' head and I don't have some sort of offer in print.
Well, here's what you should do. You should tweet that out and say, let's be honest, Dan Muse was not their first choice. And then, like a crock pot, we'll let it sit there and stew. Mm. And I'm sure someone who's friendly with Penguins media in the next hour or 2 hours will fire back and say, actually, Chris, you were wrong. He's the guy that they wanted all along.
I mean, because friendly with Penguins media just might mean media in general. Because that's kind of a redundant phrase. But I can't believe that when Josh wrote surprising, because he wrote surprising to people inside the building, it makes me think that people that they thought they were going to be able to hire said no to them. Did neither one of you have that kind of same
I didn't
thought?
Really think about it that way until you're saying it now, but it does make sense to me. My biggest takeaway on it was going to be, I will guarantee you that he is the coach before, like, the next winning coach here. I don't think that Dan Muse is the guy who steers them out of this abyss that they've fallen into, this state that we've all said was going to happen. Every single Penguins fan who would speak glowingly about the team would say, eventually, this is going to end for us, these golden days, and we're going to have to pay up. We're going to have to find the hockey Grim Reaper. Well, it's interesting because I think you are crossing the river Hades right now, but Sidney Crosby is still playing like he's one of the best players in the NHL. That's the ironic part of it. I think when people like myself said, you know, this is not going to last forever, it was with the expectation that it happened, like with Sid kind of becoming more of a, you know, complimentary player, not a star player anymore. Good player, but not still a great player, which he is. So, yeah, I think he's kind of a stopgap coach. I think he's the young guy. He'll help develop some of these dudes. And then with the way the NHL works,
he's going to get fired if he doesn't works, have a winning team.
If it works and they are like on the precipice or cusp of winning, he'll get fired. And then some like retread coach will come in here and try to win.
Hold on. If it works really well, he'll actually keep the job and be the rare story of a guy who just straight up seizes the opportunity.
Well, what's your definition of it working? If it working well, how would you characterize it?
Did they even reveal what his contract term is?
I didn't see it. No, I was too busy like pulling up.
Do we want to assume 3 years? I watched the same interview you watched. He does like a 13-minute interview about like
I was just looking at images.
Being a bad D3 player. Yeah, you were looking at images of me
to see how many of them looked like you. Yes,
I know.
Sorry.
If he has a 3-year deal and by year 3, like, they're clearly on the upswing and maybe
I don't think he sees a second contract. I'll make that prediction right now.
Well, I think that's a pretty safe bet though, because what I just described, them being on the upswing by year 3, I think is going to be very tough. So if they're just bad, but maybe they're seeing some individual signs that are encouraging, yeah, I don't think he'll get a second contract with them. I think he'll kind of get like a quiet, we're firing you, but attaboy, thanks for developing some of these young guys.
Well, wait a minute, think about it.
Now we're going to give a guy who maybe knows how to get it over the hump the job.
If it is 3 years, that coincides with like, essentially they just hired the guy to possibly see through the end of the Sidney Crosby era here.
I would imagine they did it with Sidney Crosby's blessing too. I can't imagine Kyle Dubas said, hey, you've probably not really heard of this guy. He looks like a radio host in town. Anyway, we're hiring him.
But what I was getting at is, do you see them making the playoffs in the next 3 years?
No.
Me neither. And so like, if he gets an extension off of not making the playoffs for 3 years, the ownership projections for what this team can and should be in the GM, it's like such a long process that they would look at it 3 years on top of the 3 years already and say, if they've gone 6 years without making the playoffs, like there's a light at the end of the tunnel and the guy gets a second contract. I don't think so. I think he's going to go down as a very forgettable coach. How many have there been now? 23?
Yes, he's the 23rd Penguins head coach.
Yeah, I think he'll just be like somewhere in a trivia question of name as many Penguins head coaches as you possibly can.
I'm going to put out a poll question, too. That one will piss people off. Do you think he was their first choice?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You think Penguins fans on you think Penguins Jesus might come out of the woodwork, might roll back
your
the stone
personal
and come
Penguins
after
Jesus?
He's going to deal his policy of truth.
Penguins
here.
Jesus Jones.
Did he make your top five list of Jesus? Penguins Jesus.
You know,
Don.
What? I didn't could think about our guy there. Penguins Jesus.
You could have put him in there, man. Honorable mention.
You got personal Jesus, Jesus Jones, Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
The Jesus from Jesus the Big Lebowski.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yep.
From He Got Game.
Yeah.
Jesus Aguilar. Do we count guys that go by Jesus?
I think it counts. Still same spelling.
Shuttlesworth's got to be on there. Great jump shot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.